All right, guys, this is Weeb Reprieve, and here we're going to talk about that time I got reincarnated as a slime.
Which, by the way, was a very surprising treat that I wasn't expecting.
Not a treat. Not a treat. Not a treat. Look at me in my eyes.
I'm looking. Take my word for it that I'm looking.
Yeah, you're looking me in my eyes.
Yes.
This is boring and confusing.
What? What? No. No, I loved it so much. What are you even talking about?
None of it felt like it mattered.
I mean, does anything matter?
Definitely not this series.
Oh, we're gonna have two very different opinions going through this.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so we'll start with the first half, because I made a note on where the half was.
The first episode had potential.
Wow. Okay. Also, did you find all 24 episodes? Because I don't think it's out yet. So I stopped at episode 9, because episode 10 wouldn't load for me.
Oh, I watched episode 10.
Okay, so I'll talk about 9, you can talk about 10. Perfect. I like to see where we're going with this. So I guess later, yeah, we'll do the ending episode. So this will be a three-part. This will be the beginning, middle, and the end. Seeing if that makes any difference in how we rate this anime.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
It doesn't, because this is boring.
No, it's not. It's the best thing ever. I rated the whole anime. I'm going to spoil it now. A 9 out of 10 on how much I loved it.
Wow. You like boring anime.
Wow. You're just dumb. Anyway. So, the first scene is death and destruction, and then we see the eyes of a girl. She looks very calm. However, yeah, seconds later, she's not so calm, and she's screaming for her mother.
No. Yeah.
And then, like, a fire swirl tornado steals said girl. And that's our first scene. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there was a theme song, because if there was, I missed it.
Because it's forgettable.
Oh my god.
No, and then, like, alright, spoilers. The girl doesn't come up again. I don't know who she is. She doesn't matter at all.
Anyway. She probably comes up later.
Yeah.
We had to say she just never shows up.
She never shows up at
all. Okay, and then we meet our quote-unquote normal, uneventful life cliche,
yeah,
of this businessy man.
Was Satoru, is Satoru, what they call him at first.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Miyake.
Yes, I thought Miyake.
Miyamaki. Yes. And then, you know, he's Temura's senpai. He's like, senpai, come meet the girl that I love. They have such a great friendship. It's okay.
The thing that he does for Mikami later on, that was true friendship. Destroying his computer after his death. That was true friendship.
He did! I thought you were going to say when he took the knife to the stomach for him. But you were like, that doesn't matter. He bathed his
Because I felt drive. Nothing.
Okay. I felt everything.
For those of you that are confused, sorry, keep going. I interrupted you with my...
Okay. Well, this couple comes up to him. Mm-hmm. And I think they're getting marriage advice from this guy who has never been in a relationship.
Yeah.
But it's just because I think he holds him to such a high regard as being his senpai.
Yeah, he admires him.
Yeah, he admires him a lot.
It's like a mentor-mentee relationship.
Exactly. And then they're walking to, I assume, to get something to eat at his favorite place. The senpai's favorite place. Because that is how a kohai should treat his senpai. With respect. And then a robber, murderer, mugger, someone holding a knife to his side, which is the weirdest way to hold the knife.
Yeah.
Like, he's clutching it like a purse.
Yeah.
And then he's sprinting. He's about to stab the guy who's in the couple, Tamura, but then Mikami pushes him out of the way as his senpai and takes a knife to the side.
Yeah.
And
his little kohai, like, was first gonna get in front of his girlfriend and then, like, save her. And then it's like, well, I'm a guy with no girlfriend and probably won't have one, so I'm gonna save this guy and they can be, like, a happy, loving couple. Whatever. Yeah. It was... Okay. I didn't feel anything. None of it felt... No.
For a split second, can I tell you what I thought was going to happen?
Yeah.
Because of how much shoujo that I watch.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be the situation where the guy in the couple dies in the heroic act of saving his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then the senpai takes his girlfriend.
Oh my god.
You know
god.
What I'm saying? Like one of those?
No, that's so okay. That's sociopathic. Well,
I know that you're him, like stealing, but like is there to comfort her
no, then
she falls in love with him like you did know him.
Oh, and then later in the series, like, he would actually not be dead, and it was like, I am alive! I was just in a coma, and neither of you visited me.
That's... Exactly. That's where I thought this was going. But I was pleasantly surprised. Unlike you, who said it was boring, I thought this was great. I thought it was great. Okay.
I don't know what it was. I just couldn't get into it.
And then we start seeing weird stats, because then it's like, thermal resistance, like hot resistance, cold resistance, electrical current resistant, paralyzed resistance. And I was like, I don't know where this is going, but I'm excited about it.
Was it? It's almost like the Sybil system.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? The Sybil system in what anime? Oh, what was that anime?
Sword Art Online?
No.
No.
Psychopaths.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, like, where it's like an AI, and it's like I'm here to serve, kind of.
There was also that kind of thing in I don't know if you ever read it, because I don't think it's an anime, it's a manga. It's called Half Prince, and so that same premise to where you go into a video game world, except there's an AI that you meet first, and then you tell her what class you want to be, and all your attribute stuff. And in that one, she chooses to be a man, and he's very attractive. That's why it's called Half Prince, because his name is Prince. It was weird. Anyway, we're not talking about that right now. So, still, 10 out of 10 for that one.
So
he wanted his hard drive bathed. Not wiped. Bathed and then wiped clean.
Yeah. I wonder what he had on there. I love that.
He was a single 37-year-old man. What do you think he had on there?
My man. I think that's anybody's dying wish.
Yeah.
Take my computer and destroy it.
Clean it. Yes. And then he said he thought he'd never die a virgin, and how he wishes he would have gotten and just shacked up with more women. So he got the predator skill. I thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
And also, he starts talking about it's like, at 30, the internet says if you haven't had sex, you become a magician. At 40, you become a sage. But I'm only 37, but I still feel like a sage. I should be a great sage. So then he gains the skill, great sage.
Yeah.
And he's surprisingly calm through all this. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He's like, you know what? It's my time. Who am I to argue with fate?
And then he says, the only time I ever lost my cool was crapping my pants in grade school. And I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's worth losing your shit over.
And also he keeps repeating in his mind, did he wipe my hard drive? He didn't go through it, did he? And now he is a self-proclaimed hot man.
I love the self-confidence. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I did like the part where it's like, I will give you a bloodless body, or was like a body that doesn't need blood.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, it's not everyone.
Yeah.
I just want to run more efficiently.
And this is when he wakes up as a slime.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I thought he's adorable.
With a little high-pitched voice and everything.
Yeah, the voice changed. Yeah. I was like, oh, look at him. And he just starts dissolving plants.
Mm-hmm. And he likes to eat, like, little minerals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he got the handle of potion making and using his, skills very quickly.
Yeah.
Like, he was having a lot of fun with this. And he acquired skills very fast.
Yeah.
Water propulsion.
Like, he was, like, alone for, like, 3 months, right? He'd had nothing but time to learn this new stuff.
That's very true.
Yeah,
very accurately true. He also didn't feel pain, but he still takes physical damage, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
And then he gained self-regeneration, so it's like none of that matters.
Yeah.
Okay, that's half of it. What did you think of the first half? I know all of it you thought was boring, but in that first half, how did you feel?
I don't know. I thought that could have started with something more interesting. I don't know. Like, you already a slime, and then they go into, like, a backstory?
You mean not a 37 virgin man?
Yes, that's really boring.
Okay.
Well, one, because, like, you want to, like, have enough time to actually care about these characters. And then the first minute, you're asking me to, like, actually care about, like, was it Mikami and, like, his little kohai, and the kohai's girlfriend is like, I just met these people. I don't know if I should like them or not.
See, unlike you, I get attached to things very quickly, so yeah, I already had emotions. I was like, no! Okay, then we meet the dark, evil dragon that was sealed for 300 years.
Well, he's not really that evil, because, like, they're friends.
Well, yeah. But when we first saw him, I was like, it's an evil dragon.
Yeah, yeah.
He's also a little bit of a tsundere.
Yeah. Well, I think if you're alone that time, you still want to be like, I'm an evil dragon. But, like, I'm really lonely. Was it Veldora?
Yeah, Veldora. And how, he gives him the new, ability, Magic Sense, so he can see everything. Mm-hmm. And, his condition was, come talk to him again, and not to fear him. And I was like, aw, look at that. He just wants a buddy.
Yeah.
And they became BFFs.
Yeah.
They shook hands, Lily.
Yeah.
I thought that was the greatest thing ever. I just also wrote here, he calls it a slife. Because he has a slime life. He says, this is my slife. And I was like, yes.
I actually forgot about that, and that's embarrassing.
That was amazing. Oh, I was already giddy about this.
Yeah.
And then after the ending theme, we see his kohai bathing the hard drive.
That was like touching.
Like he should have.
That was touching. It was very heartwarming.
And he said he was going to name his son after him.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, you didn't care.
Not really.
I thought it was adorable. So because I didn't remember the beginning theme, because I don't remember if Verb like cut it with a commercial and then I was like weirdly put in a weird spot. Because I tried going back and I couldn't find it. Mm-hmm. The ending theme I gave a solid 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
And in general, I said 9 out of 10, dare I say 10 out of 10.
Dare I say it.
Because I read this video.
Like you're reviewing Psycho or something. Like a great film. Meh. I'll give it a 2. I actually don't remember the theme songs either.
Well, I put the theme song here, and I put that a 9 out of 10 for when I watched episode 9, because that one had started with the theme song, which I appreciated, because I was like, there it is.
Yeah.
There you are.
Alright, so did you want to talk about episode 9 then?
Sure, I'll talk about episode 9. Episode 9, Attack of the Ogres.
Mm-hmm.
First, it shows up him saying, he has a new body.
Yeah. No, yeah, he switches from slime to, like, little person with blue hair who, like, is it a girl, is it a guy? I don't know.
He says he's, I almost said ambidextrous, that's not what that means. Androgynous.
Yeah.
He's sexless because he checked. In the episode that I watched, he checks, and he's very disappointed that his little soldier didn't make it.
Oh, my God.
Even though he can change his body into either being a very handsome man, but then he's like, how would I look like as a woman? But it was too sexy for him, so he freaked out, and he made it turn, like, not be there anymore, which I thought was adorable. Also, we learned there that goblins are making clothes and homes, so...
Yeah. Yeah,
goblins,
like,
goblins are pretty nice.
Goblins are good guys, but orcs are not.
Orcs are not.
No.
Also, they call him Rimuru.
Yeah, they call him by something different. Did he just choose, like, a different name?
I mean, I would have.
There's weird things with names in this universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But whatever it is. And then he has a wolf unicorn named Ranga.
Wonderful.
I love. Did you see the wolf unicorn?
Yeah.
Was it in episode 10?
Yeah, he wasn't, like, introduced, but I saw him. I was just like,
good. Oh. Yeah, wolf unicorn. Crazy, man. And then, all we know is the dragon's gone. He didn't say why he was gone, but he went back to where he found the dragon, and it was just gone. But he had the mask of the person that, I assume, cursed the sealed the dragon away.
Yeah.
So, obviously, she means something, but we don't know. And then we're met by the six ogres, which I called Yakuza members, because that's what they look like to me. They were like,
they do look scary. Yeah, a lot of them do look scary,
but they're very honorable.
Yeah, they are.
They are. And then basically we have a fight where Slime Boy shows how strong he actually is, mm-hmm. because the mask suppresses magic.
Mm-hmm.
So they had an epic fight, kind of, but not really. It was more of him like making the biggest ogre with the hammer fall asleep. the female ogre after he admires her chest tied up with a string. And then the pink-haired princess ogre is being held back by the wolf unicorn. And then he's fighting the prince, who I assume, because it's her brother, and a elderly ogre. And then, you know, she says, he's not the one that attacked our village. Finally, after we were doing all of this, the princess is like, you're right, that's not who attacked us. Mm-hmm. Because he's not actually hurting them. He's just, you know, making them pass out and all this. And then he releases black fire with his hand, and they're like, maybe he is an evil person. But no, and then they become allies,
yeah.
I assume. Because he's like, come back with us to our village. And then, ending theme.
I got a little confused.
Okay. Did I help clear anything up?
No.
Okay, well then, I have no hope for episode 10. Continue. Now let me hear about episode 10.
Okay. So, something about a mass Majin. I don't know what that is, but it's important. And people were like, we need to find him. Because it's a person.
Because I think it's a group of people that have masks that do different things.
Yeah.
Because his mask that he got suppresses magic.
Okay.
And his aura.
Yeah.
So, with the mask on, the monsters can sense, like, what species you are.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so, like, and they're like, we need to take care of this. Because we're just a village, and they already killed all your ogre people.
Yes.
Like, out of 600 people, I can't remember the number, there's literally, like, only 6 ogres left.
Yes.
And he's like, what's his name? Mikami, like his new name. Rimuru.
Rimuru.
Yeah, Rimuru. Rimuru, like, goes to, like, the orcs. Not the orcs, the ogres.
Mm-hmm.
And is like, just serve me, like, we can join forces to take the orcs on. So the ogres end up, like, serving him.
I'm very, like, happy that the ogres didn't look like stereotypical ogres of, like, giant burly monsters.
Yeah.
That the most they have is, like, horns in weird places, which I appreciate.
Yeah. Like, some, like, ornamental stuff, like the eye, like, red teardrop things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, by accepting to serve him, they get names. So, like, there's, like, importance of names. Like, he literally gives them new names.
Mm-hmm.
And because he gives them new names, like, they change abilities and stuff like that. And they literally they change appearance.
What?
Yeah, like, after he gives them new names, like, they look more human.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was weird. But, like, apparently it takes a lot of energy to give someone a new name. Because after he gives them new names, like, all 6 of them. Like, he faints.
Wow.
Yeah, like, he couldn't even keep his human form, his little tiny human form, like, up. He had to revert back to slime.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that was weird. And also, like, this weird subplot with lizards, and all I could think was, like, Hillary Clinton.
You know, I didn't think we'd ever bring up politics ever on an anime podcast. Like, what would be the... No, you just did it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but, like, there is this, like, this weird subplot with, like, lizard people. And they're worried about the orcs, too. But I can't remember what they were doing. I don't know if they were, like, gonna go, like join forces with the village.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, so the son of the chieftain is leading this group of lizards. Lizard son.
And lizard son. Hello, <That's> lizard son.
That's not his name. But then, literally, like, all his little supporters, like, his little knights, like, just compliment him enough that they get him to agree. He's like, you're right, my dad is super old, and he should stop being chieftain. When we return, I'm gonna be chieftain. So they literally form a little, like coup in their little traveling group by just giving him compliments.
Wow.
So I'm like, is his son gonna, like, overthrow his father? Mm-hmm. That's crazy. And then the rest of it is just talking.
Yeah.
And then I didn't care.
Okay. Well, my episode was all about fighting, so I'm pretty sure if you would have watched my episode, you might have cared
maybe
a little more.
Maybe. Like a little bit more of action.
Yeah, it was, because I thought this was going to go straight into shonen, because there was a lot of fighting action in my episode.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that's basically all that happened. Okay. Whatever they talked about, it doesn't matter. It went through one ear and out the other.
Okay, I rated the ending theme an 8 out of 10.
I don't remember the ending theme.
Okay. This was just a wash for you, wasn't it? You were like, I did not like this one at all.
I'm so sorry. I don't know. Maybe it's fantasy. Maybe I just don't like fantasy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
I really liked it. So maybe it's my genre. I love fantasy genre. That's probably it.
Yeah.
If we watched, like, space or, like, technology, like, mecha anime, that's where I would have been, like, out.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's not my genre, so.
No, I get it.
I get it.
Yeah, I get it. No, but the arc was really good. Mm-hmm. The dynamic between the characters were pretty good. I think that's what kept me awake most of the time.
Wow. No. Wow. Okay. Would you recommend this to a friend?
Yeah, it's fine. You wanna. It's probably something you should put on when you have friends over and you just want something in the background.
Mm.
Yeah.
See, I would have been like, yes, you should recommend it. I feel like you get a lot of people to watch it if you just say there's a wolf unicorn.
Yeah.
They'd be like, I'm here for it.
But, or like your best friend is a dragon and his best friend is a slime. Or maybe I went in with too many expectations. I thought it would be more of a comedy.
Ah, yeah. That's probably why you were let down. The title was great.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that put it on a higher pedestal for me because the title was great and I was hoping for something. I was like, yes, I want to know what's happening.
Yeah.
And again, probably because I already had experience with the semi, like, genre that this fits in, to where it's another world,
mm-hmm.
from the manga that I watched, I connected with it more.
Yeah.
So, all in all, I rated it, like I said, a 9 out of 10, or dare I say, a 10 out of 10.
I'll give it a would recommend.
Okay.
I would recommend the pilot. Would you
give it, like, at least a 5 out of 10?
Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah.
5 out of 10 for you? Okay. And would you go back and actually watch the middle?
No.
No?
No.
I'm going to go back and I'm going to watch it. I'm going to thoroughly enjoy it. You're going to see me with a slime shirt next time you see me.
You can tell me all about it. I'll listen to you.
Good. Okay.
I'll keep myself awake for you.
Sounds good. This is very... We've already talked about it. It's only been 23 minutes.
Yeah, no, and then there was this one, like, you obviously call them, like, the Yukisa members, because they do look scary, and there was this one guy who's not too old, the not too old guy, but, like, looked like, whoa, he could beat you up. I did laugh when, like, he got named, and he turned to look, like, more human, and then the slime guy just said, is like, wow, he just looks like an average middle-aged guy.
Don't they all?
Yeah.
Okay, I found it. The next anime we're going to watch, which I believe these are all the episodes, because I don't want to do the whole, we don't know if it's the end. It's called How Not to Summon a Demon.
Oh, fun. That'll be great.
So, hopefully this one will be more comedic, will make you feel better about yourself, and we'll see how that goes.
But yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Thank you all for listening. I'll see y'all later. Bye.
I like how that's the ending. Is that the ending we're going with?
Yes.
Okay. Bye, guys.